Welcome to Sundays with Bishop Ken. A weekly podcast brought to you by the publishers of Little Books of the Diocese of Saginaw. Each Sunday of Ordinary Time, the Gospel and Bishop Ken's homily are proclaimed by members of our faith community. During the seasons of Advent, Christmas, Lent, and Easter, our Sunday prayer time will be taken from the Little Book's reflections for that season. We are pleased to spend this quiet time with you today.
Hello, it's March 9th, the first Sunday of Lent, and the day that catechumens sign the Book of the Elect. What's the hardest thing to give up for Lent? According to a study conducted a few years ago by YouGov, an international internet-based market research and data analytics firm headquartered in the United Kingdom, the most difficult thing to give up, according to those polled, would be television or video streaming. The most common things for people to give up for Lent are sweets, followed by soda, fast food, eating out, and alcohol. Abstaining from gossiping and non-essential shopping rounded out the top of the list. Although less popular, another trend of the 21st century was included: social media. About 14% of those surveyed said that they plan to give up their social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, now X, for 40 days. If you're still looking for something to give up this Lent, here are a few ideas. The snooze button, coffee, hot showers, listening to music and or podcasts, and looking at your phone while spending time with others. And here are some ideas of things to do during Lent. Begin a prayer journal. Read the Bible each day. Pray the rosary. Be kind. Be grateful. Intentionally pray for others, including strangers you encounter throughout your day. Let's talk more about prayer. Lent is a time of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. There's nothing tricky about prayer. It's simply tuning into God's presence. And God is always present. Not simply alongside me, but within me at the deepest part of who I am. I never have to get God's attention. I have God's total attention, always, everywhere. I never have to make an appointment with God. I'm first on the list. My appointment is always right now. When I call God, I never get voicemail. It's direct. To draw near to God, I don't have to travel anywhere. God does all the traveling. I don't have to figure out the right words to get started. God is already speaking to me. All I have to do is turn off the mute button. The reason I pray is to become more like who I am. I'm made in the image and likeness of God. When I pray, I become more and more like God. Try it. I can use words if I wish, but I can also just sit quietly with God. It's a fine way to spend a few minutes. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.